You know, the Christmas story is all about God's generous love. And sometimes we can miss it. You know, in all the commercialization and the celebration and the giving of gifts and all the hype, we can actually forget it's all about Jesus. It's all about God giving his son to us, that generous gift. It was the start of a sacrificial and redemption plan. John 3:16, which is a really well-known verse, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And Christmas is about that bit when God gave his son, when he first came into the world. So my talk this evening, it's not about snowflakes. It's about saying love and holding hands. But not quite as you'd imagine. So I'm not going to get Louise out here. Not that she would come out if I asked her to call me love and hold my hand. Those were the days, eh? So can you just do something for me right now? Can you just hold somebody's hand? Oh. Do I have to stand here because the light's here, or can I wander? I've probably got to stand here, haven't I? So, you know, when you hold somebody's hand, you can stop now. When you hold somebody's hand, you know, sometimes that's a really nice feeling. But if you don't know the person that well, or if you've had a bit of a tiff or something, it's not so good, is it? It's a bit awkward. So I'm going to tell you a time when I had to hold somebody's hand, and it made me feel a bit awkward. So many of you may know, if you're visitors to church, you may not, that our church supports a number of churches in Zambia, which is in Africa. And particularly we sponsor some children and help fund a primary school there. And we've been doing that for many years. And because we've got we've built up a relationship with that church, we've also been able to help with in emergencies, things like malaria nets, but also been able to find clean water to the community where the church is. So we invest a lot of our resources into those churches in Zambia. And because of that, occasionally we go out. We go out to visit. And I was very fortunate to go out many years ago. My first visit to Africa, first visit to an African country. Culture was very different. I'd never been anywhere like that. And one of the things that took me by surprise, we went to a church and we met the pastor, a chap called Hudson Louis. And we were just talking to him and we were shaking hands. I'm quite happy to shake hands. So you just shake a hand and sometimes in Zambia they might put their hand under and on their elbow, but you can't just shake one hand. You have to shake everybody's hand. So sort of arriving and leaving can take some time. But actually I was quite comfortable with the shaking of the hands. But I was just standing there and Hudson came up to me and he took my hand. He held my hand. And I thought, well, that's a bit odd. That's a bit odd. And he didn't let go. So there's that awkward moment where someone holds your hand, you feel like you've got to hold it back, but now he's not letting go, and then he starts to walk off. So I'm now walking around holding Hudson's hand. And actually, culturally in Zambia, that's not unusual. He wanted a chat. He wanted to chat one-to-one. He took my hand, and we walked around the compound of this church, and I became less awkward. But public, it was just awkward for me to publicly walk around and hold Hudson's hand because he just completely surprised me. But for him, that was about connecting in. That was how he wanted to connect in with me. Eye contact is not such a strong thing in Zambia. That it's not like we might do. We might look to get eye contact with somebody, and that's how we try and connect in. That's not what culturally they did in Zambia. You just hold your hand, and that was. So it was a really odd thing for me to experience. But in some ways, it was a very precious thing because I remember it still. I remember that still, and I remember and still have the connection with Hudson because of that moment where he just went off for a chat and he held my hand and we were connected. And it's a funny thing when someone's got hold of your hand, you have to go where they go. We don't. You can just sit there and go, but it'd be really difficult. But actually, they lead you, don't you? They lead you. And it just reminded me that when Jesus calls his disciples, he said, "Follow me." And they just followed me. I had no choice but to follow Hudson. He had a hold of my hand. But it just reminded me that's how God wants to catch our attention. That's the sort of friendship that God wants. You might be feeling a bit lonely and you don't really understand what God's like, but actually God puts his hand out and he takes yours. That's what he does. That's what he does when he wants to talk to someone. He wants to come and have that close a relationship. He doesn't want to stand afar off like I am. He wants to be sitting next to you. He wants to be holding your hand. He wants to be connected. The next thing I'm going to talk about is calling someone love. And this relates to one of those social media shares that you sometimes get. This was on LinkedIn. And it was a share from a program I've never seen, a podcast, with the comedian John Bishop and the actor Tony Pitts. And it's called Three Little Words. It doesn't matter if you've seen it or not seen it. But this clip was with their guest, Sir Ian McKellen. And one of his three words was love. And this is the explanation for why he chose it. If you travel by rail to Manchester Piccadilly Station and arrive there and got into a taxi, and irrespective of your gender, irrespective of the gender of the taxi driver would say, "Where to, love?" Nowhere else in the world, according to Ian McKellen, would you be treated that way. And his point was, and why he chose the word, was that in all of the sort of confusion over gender and mix-up over gender and the use of pronouns, wouldn't the world be a lot simpler if everyone just called each other love? And I recommend that clip to you, so please Google it and find it, because actually it was really poignant and he was quite moved in saying it. But wouldn't the world be a much easier place to live in if everybody just called each other love? Now, his point was around gender and gender identification. But you know what I thought? I thought, well, that's what God does. That's what God does. God calls everybody love. God calls everybody love. That's what that verse means. For God so loved the world. God loves the world. God loves everybody in it. God calls me love. He calls you love. Now, our reaction to that good news may be the same if someone actually called you love. Love. We might be pleased to be called that. We might welcome the affection and the friendliness. We might be ambivalent or not really notice or not even understand the importance of it. We might even be offended. But either way, God calls you love. Maybe a bit like holding hands in public. Maybe it makes you feel a bit awkward. But this evening, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, please know that God's heart, his generous love, is turned towards you. He wants to connect you, connect with you, like holding hands. And his love, his generous love, is directed to you. He wants to care for you. In all this busyness and hype, in all the commercialization, please remember that this celebration of God's generous love, it's about him giving his son. Why did he do that? Because he loves every one of you, and he wants to hold your hand.